Harry and Ron's last exam was divination, Hermione's muggle studies. They walked up the marble staircase together. Hermione left them on the first floor, and Harry and Ron proceeded all the way up to the seventh, where many of their class were sitting on the spiral staircase to Professor Trelawney's classroom, trying to cram in a bit of last-minute studying. "She's seeing us all separately," Neville informed them as they went to sit down next to him. He had his copy of Unfogging the Future open on his lap at the pages devoted to crystal gazing. "Have either of you ever seen anything in a crystal ball?" he asked them unhappily. "Nope," said Ron in an offhand voice. He kept checking his watch. Harry knew that he was counting down the time until Buckbeak's appeal started. The line of people outside the classroom shortened very slowly. As each person climbed back down the silver ladder, the rest of the class hissed. "What did she ask? Was it okay?" But they all refused to say. "She says the crystal balls told her that if I tell you, I'll have a horrible accident," squeaked Neville as he clambered back down the ladder toward Harry and Ron, who had now reached the landing. "That's convenient," snorted Ron. "You know, I'm starting to think Hermione was right about her." He jabbed his thumb toward the trapdoor overhead. "She's a right old fraud." "Yeah," said Harry, looking at his own watch. It was now 2 o'clock. "Wish she'd hurry up." Parvati came back down the ladder, glowing with pride. "She says I've got all the makings of a true seer," she informed Harry and Ron. "I saw loads of stuff. Well, good luck." She hurried off down the spiral staircase toward Lavender. "Ronald Weasley," said the familiar misty voice from over their heads. Ron grimaced at Harry and climbed the silver ladder out of sight. Harry was now the only person left to be tested. He settled himself on the floor with his back against the wall, listening to a fly buzzing in the sunny window, his mind across the grounds with Hagrid. Finally, after about 20 minutes, Ron's large feet reappeared on the ladder. "How'd it go?" Harry asked him, standing up. "Rubbish," said Ron. "Couldn't see a thing, so I made some stuff up. Don't think she was convinced, though." "Meet you in the common room," Harry muttered, as Professor Trelawney's voice called, "Harry Potter."